Today we find ourselves back in the company of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, the dear friends of Jesus. Just 2 weeks ago in our lectionary, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. He called him out of the grave against all good judgment, given the fact that he had been dead for 4 days. Just a few months ago, he had been in this home, having dinner and teaching. He had enjoyed his time with this family. They had become very close, and now, just 6 days before Passover, he has returned for one last meal in their home. While this fact that it is and will be his last dinner in their home is not overtly stated, we know that to be true. We also know that the tension is mounting. The interactions between the dinner guests are tense, and the tension begins to escalate. Rather than this being a time of disengagement, rather than this being a relaxing dinner between friends, it becomes a debate and an occasion for further revelation. Mary enters the scene with a pound of nard and begins to anoint Jesus' feet and wipe them with her hair. Judas becomes unnerved. Why would she be so wasteful? Why would this woman put oil on his feet? The money could have gone to much better use than to buy expensive oil. As an aside, we're filled in that Judas's apparent concern for the poor is actually a guise to cover up his own deceptive nature. We are told he is a thief. Later we will learn that he's not only apparently a thief, but also a turncoat, a betrayer. At this point, the stage is being set for what will follow. Someone, a woman, specifically Mary, the woman who takes pleasure in sitting at Jesus' feet to learn from him. Apparently, this woman is one of the few who realizes what is to come. She anoints his feet with oil, the oil used to prepare a body for a funeral, for a burial. She knows. She's been sitting at Jesus' feet and listening. She saw what happened after he restored Lazarus to life. She's heard the muttering of the threatened leaders. She knew this would not go well. Judas knows too. His heart has already begun to turn, to grow hard and dark. He's made up his mind that Jesus is out of line, and he has begun disassociating himself and moving to assist those who would be rid of Jesus. He begins to find fault with every little thing. He's looking for excuses to do what he will do in just a few days. That's how it works, isn't it? We begin to be disgruntled with someone or something, and then we start adding to the list of things that have been left done, undone, or done. We look for support for our perhaps misdirected opinions. Then the real finger pointing begins. Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii, the money given to the poor? Jesus' response to that question is not what we would expect. He says, leave her alone, and that part is good. We like that he takes up for Mary. Then he says, you will always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. And unfortunately, too often over the last 2,000 years, we focused on the first half of that line and not the second. We, like Judas, have honed in on the wrong piece of information. The poor you will always have with you. That line has so often been used to suggest that we need not concern ourselves with care for the poor, which certainly goes against much of our scripture, both in the Old and New Testaments. The people of Israel found themselves in bad stead with God when they turned to other gods and neglected to care for the widows and orphans.
Remember
the encounter between Jesus and the rich young ruler? Sell everything you have and give the money to the poor and follow me. It doesn't sound like Jesus has no concern for how we treat the poor. That is not what this interchange is about. It's about focus, about the focus at that moment in time and in that place. Yes, care for the poor. That you should do always. But today, right now, know what is about to unfold. Know that I will give my life for you, all of you, even you, Judas. Focus on that right now. Pay attention to the journey to the cross and all that this journey entails. Pay attention to Jesus. Keep your focus on him, and the way of the cross will indeed be the way of life and peace. Amen.